Chapter 4. Water, the key resource. Water is the key resource for family preparedness planning. Plentiful fresh water for drinking, cooking, washing, and gardening is the most critical resource for all societies. You can improvise a lot of things, but you can't improvise water. Well, actually, you can now buy a machine that will suck water out of the atmosphere, but it's an expensive, high-maintenance power hog. The vast majority of the residents of first-world countries are dependent on grid power to supply their water. When the grid goes down for more than a few days, water towers will quickly be drained, and huge numbers of people will be forced to draw water from open sources. Thankfully, there are streams, rivers, lakes, and ponds within walking distance of most homes. Rainwater from roof downspouts can also be used, but for many, especially in areas with only seasonal precipitation, the logistics of hauling water will be a challenge. Once you've found water, you will need to treat all that water or face infection. Most families don't own a water filter. Boiling water is an option, but only if you have natural gas, propane, or wood cooking stoves, since electric ranges don't work without grid power. Even folks with well water will face difficulties unless you have a backup generator or a fully capable alternative energy system. This chapter will cover water sources and how to filter and treat water so that it is potable. Plan ahead. It is important that every prepared family make plans in advance for exactly how they will handle their water supply in the event of a long-term grid-down situation. Buy the gear, test it extensively. Also, locate primary, secondary, and even tertiary sources of water in your area. If you are unfortunate enough to live in a region that lacks open water sources that are available in every month of the year and within walking distance, then you ought to seriously consider relocating to a region with more plentiful water.